about purchasing a smartphone, having a party, or planning a vacation. These three tasks are all projects. Reality is that when it comes to business projects, they may not be as successful as your last vacation. If you're wondering what project management is and how it can help you, well then, you're in luck. My guest is Mary Beth Imbarato, founder and owner of MBI Consulting. Welcome, Mary Beth. I bet some of our listeners aren't clear about the definition of project management, which I think is a pretty good place to start. So tell us what we need to know. For example, what is project management?
Well, Dale, project management includes all the activities associated with managing a project. Now, by definition, a project is a temporary endeavor with a beginning and an end that produces a unique product, service, or result. Project management is the coordination of all activities associated with producing that unique product, service, or result. For instance, here are six items often included in project management: defining the objective of the project, thinking about who will be impacted by the project and how they'll be impacted, identifying risks associated with the project, knowing action items that will be required to complete the project, determining the needed expertise for the project team, and establishing the schedule for the project. These are some of the activities associated with project management, and they rest with the person leading the project.
I found that very helpful information, Mary Beth. Now, let me ask you a question. I imagine that some of the listeners to this podcast are asking themselves, wait a minute, why do I need to learn project management skills? You know, it's the old what's in it for me. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, projects are all around us, at home, in the community, at school, and at work. We're all involved with projects, although we might not be using the term project. Many benefits exist in learning project management skills. They include establishing a standard process for projects with templates to communicate project elements, ensuring that necessary activities associated with successful projects are accounted for, incorporating your expertise and lessons learned into the overall process, and providing a repeatable framework so that everyone from the project lead to project team members know exactly what their role is and how they can contribute to the project and how the project will ultimately unfold.
That makes a lot of sense. Mary Beth, many listeners, I know I am, for example, are always interested in resources. So what do you recommend?
An excellent resource, Dale, is the Project Management Institute, also known as PMI. They're a global professional association that promotes project management best practices through advocacy, training, and research. For those seeking a local resource, the Upstate New York PMI chapter has an outstanding network. Through its membership and leaders, it serves as a voice for project managers throughout the capital region. It's noteworthy that by the year 2027, PMI has identified that there will be 87.7 million jobs requiring project management skills. Again, that's 87.7 million jobs. What that tells me is that if you're not trained in project management, definitely consider this skill set for your future. It's an invaluable investment.
87.7 million. My goodness, that's an enormous amount of jobs. Now, Mary Beth, some people are thinking about strategic planning. I think we all are. And I'm very curious to know, as I imagine my listeners are, how does project management impact strategic planning?
Over the last several years, Dale, we've learned a great deal about strategic planning and management. As a matter of fact, the Brightline Initiative points out that 9 out of 10 organizations don't meet their strategic goals. If you're wondering why that occurs, The primary reason is because most organizations spend a significant amount of time and effort on the design of the strategy, but little or no time on the actual delivery of that strategy.
Mary Beth, that's really helpful information. So let me ask you this. What's the common denominator or thread in your opinion?
Well, we're learning more and more about how organizations work. The common thread with most organizations is the lack of an implementation plan to reach those strategic goals. Implementation is all about projects, Dale. That means identifying the right projects to support the strategic goals, aligning the expertise and the resources to those projects, and effectively managing those projects to ensure the organization achieves their strategic goals. The result? If the organization has a strong project management foundation, the level of success in achieving their strategic goals increases dramatically.
You've just heard a clear definition of project management and how project management can be used in your organization. In part two, we'll be focusing on the benefits of project management, both to you and to your organization. So please stay tuned.